Okay, so we've got the dwindling Saracen Mechuva crowd. Who survives the Saracen Mechuva? So we're now summarizing the third piece in this sefer called Return and Renewal. The first piece spoke about the dynamic between tshuva as an opportunity and tshuva as an obligation, representative of, in general, how Judaism views opportunity, not just no pain, no gain, if you don't succeed when there's potential, but it's a great waste. And second of all, the tshuva is not just for actions and for thoughts, but for blown opportunities. Second section, we spoke of B'tahir, Libeinu, Liavtacha, B'yemes, or Varon spoke about different levels of truth and integrity, what role the heart plays, how do you fashion yourself to an Oved Hashem. The third section is called the integrity of tshuva. And basically, Rav Aaron's question is, does tshuva have to be complete and comprehensive, or can it be partial and selective? Interesting question. Is there a value for tshuva being selective? Is there a value if you're saying, I can't perform tshuva for everything, I'm going to focus on a few particular areas, because if you perform tshuva for everything, it's going to be tshuva b'bikias. You're learning b'kias. You're performing a tshuva b'kias, which is very, very shallow sometimes, and very, very surface, and you're just thinking about general ideas to cover them all, just to run through your hashamnos, rather than honing in on particular areas of your personality, of your religious life, and digging in deeply and diving deeply into your soul, into your identity, and correcting them at the core and rewiring yourself. So Rav Aaron said that at least initially, one would think that there are two different forms of tshuva, one which lends itself to selective tshuva, one which doesn't. What are the two forms of tshuva? So of course, Rav Lichtenstein is always not viewing tshuva as an experience, but as a microcosm of Avodas Hashem, because there are really two levels of Avodas Hashem. There's the grand relationship with Hashem, the thoughts we believe in, Avas Hashem, Yirat Shamayim, Mashiach, Hashkacha Pratis, Tchias HaMesim, Hashem in history. And then there's details. Shatnez, Nevela, Basu B'cholav, Tzitzis, Tvilin, Lulav, Sukkah. That's what makes Yiddishkeit so powerful, that there's both these great peaks where you're standing at a mountain and you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there are the valleys and the details. And so many religions fade out of consciousness because all they have are values. And you can limit or shrink values into 2 hours on a Sunday morning in church. And then it's Wednesday afternoon at 10:15. Do you have any anchor or interaction with religion? So what makes Yiddishkeit so powerful is that there's the grand, then there's the details. There's the thought, then there's the practice. There's the concepts, then there's the experience. Rav Aaron said the same thing with tshuva. Tshuva, of course, is always a reflection of religion. Tshuva has two layers to it. There's the specific, this chait, that area, this failing. But that can't be the sole voice of tshuva. Tshuva has to be, where do you stand in your relationship with Hashem? Where do you stand in your life? Where do you stand in your commitment to Am Yisrael? And something, it has to be, but it can't just be grand, it also has to be, Monday, maybe we'll read the Arot HaTshuva. I'm reading now Arot HaTshuva. This is Rav Kook's. It's almost, this is an entire treatise on tshuva, which kemat, almost doesn't have any description of specific vidoy and specific chatoyin. It's not even broad, it's almost cosmic, because the world is in tshuva, the cosmos is in tshuva. I'm not going to talk about that now. And Rav Aaron said that even the vidoys are different for those two types of tshuvas. The vidoy for the specific detailed tshuva is ashamnu bagano, you iterate, you delineate, you specify. But the Gemara says that the real vidoy, where it says, how do you know when you've said vidoy? If you just say, aval anachnu chatanu. Once you just accept responsibility and say those three words, that's sufficient. Because sometimes the details can distract your attention from the grand experience. Sometimes if you get too deep down, sunk in, and interrogating, what is Hashamnu? 15 different ways to read Hashamnu. What is Bagadnu? 14 different gematrios of Bagadnu. What is the Beis refer to? The Chai Adam develops each letter of the Hashamnu Bagadnu into 5 or 6 related averos that stem from that same letter. So Bagadnu, you think about Bracha Levatala. Bagadnu, you think about Bracha Shein Tzricha. So you can get so detailed that you're forgetting that what I'm here is to build or rebuild my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to rebuild that intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there really are two planes that you're operating on when you perform tshuva, which in and of itself is an important message. But Rav Aaron thought that one of the differences between those two planes is selectivity. In theory, when it comes to details, it's easier to think about being selective. Say, I want to really work on this area of my life. I'm failing in this area. I'm not bringing enough energy in this area. I'm not going to ignore the other areas. I'm not going to laugh or scorn those other areas. But I can't cover all the details. So I'm going to focus on a few details and really work hard on them and leave other details for a different day. Whereas the grand tshuva, your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can't be detailed and specific and selective. You can say, well, I'll work on this aspect of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not another aspect. Either you have a relationship with Hashem. If you're in a marriage, all of a sudden a woman who cheats on her husband says, you know what, I'll stop seeing this man, but I'll continue to see the other man, because I'll do tshuva for this affair. Or a man who, let's say a man is chas v'shalom, is violent towards his wife. He says, you know, I'll stop beating you up, but I'll still berate you, and I'll still scold you. These are examples of our gave. Relationship is a relationship. It's holistic. It's organic. So when it comes to tshuva for chatayim, for specific actions, I can be selective. When it comes for tshuva, with regard to my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have to be comprehensive. Problem is, we're not comprehensive as people, because we're partial by definition. We're fragmented. Who can say that they're going to build every single aspect of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu afresh over this month? So Rav Aaron gave a solution. And Rav Aaron's solutions were always taken from halachic constructs, which made him such a brisker. Rav Aaron said, the Gemara says, Mishnah says, that if you forget Torah, you're chayav misa. It's very difficult. If you forget Torah, you're chayav misa. So the Gemara, the Mishnah explains that there are two different types of people who forget Torah. One is limud miskaber alav. You're just learning and learning and learning, and you forget. So this week we're going to learn makif and nikaf. I imagine we're going to forget a little bit about Beis HaKnesses. Not because we are trivializing what we learned last week. We just may not be able to retain it because our minds are limited. Then there are people who actively are mesir melibo, who actively want to forget what they've learned, either by just not caring anymore, not paying any attention to it, just not essentially trivializing it and scorning it. So there are two types of people who forget. There are people who forget because they're limited, and there are people who forget because they're not engaged, and they're not possessive, they're not driven to the entirety of Torah. I said the same thing with selective tshuva in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you really want to rebuild the entire relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're limited emotionally, we're limited as human beings, and it can't be rebuild everything. And as I plug one hole, another hole will open. As I try to repair one aspect, I may fail in a different area. Maybe some people become too much Bali Gaiva in tshuva because they feel like they've rebuilt their relationship with Hashem, they feel too good about themselves. So we're always finding moral improvements in one area of your relationship and failures in other areas. That's fine. That's like people who are learning the next sugya and forgetting the previous sugya. But if we make conscious decisions, this is an area of my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that I want to improve, but this aspect of my relationship I'm not so interested in improving, that already is a problem of selectivity. So this is a very panoramic piece about two different layers of religion, two different types of tshuva, two different types of vidui. One of the differences is that the detailed tshuva lends itself more to selectivity, whereas the relationship repair can't be. The problem is we can't be comprehensive in how we rebuild our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, as long as you try and you're not scornful of aspects of your relationship, you don't totally ignore them. You just say, I just don't have the resources to work on every single part of my keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I work on a specific aspect of my keshe. I found you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Talmud Torah, let's say this year I'm starting yeshiva, or through being in Israel, or I can't necessarily, you know, be as obedient as I'd like to be, but one day I will, but at least I want to feel your presence, or I want to dive in the right way. You can find parts of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can work on very, very deeply, very assiduously, as long as you're not disregarding the other parts as being insignificant. Okay, that's a summary, quick summary, of this third article called The Integrity of Tshuva. Should Tshuva be integrated, complete, or could Tshuva be selective and partial? Okay, have a good day, everyone.
קבל בן חזק ויאמת סבח בקבל אדוני אין קדש כדוני כי אמרו תחמי צורכל הינו כי מי אלא מי בעל עד אדוני מי צור זה לסיר הינו אין כלו הינו כדוני הינו אין כבר שאינו אין כבר שאינו מי חלו הינו מי חדוני הינו מי חלו הכינו מי חמר שאינו עד אלו הינו עד אלו עד אדוני נענה עד אלו מכינו עד אלו משאינו ברוך הינו ברוך הינו ברוך הינו ברוך הינו שאינו תגידו 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 משקל 70 70 מנה מאר פסיה שבל סנה בחר גם משקל 16 16 מנה הקוש 12 וכי דבר 3 וכי רמן 9 ברס קשים משקבין אין קביסן סין פלוס וקבין פלוס ומלמן סקביסן אין לכם אחד אריה תק מלך סתם מסורה והקב מעלה שנקל שר נעשה נמר פסיה נקל שר ונעשה מה דבר שפסלה חסך ספס בניך אני רוצה לשמר גם אלה מה צעים נאו אלה שאתם תם נעשה את הכל קשים. And that's my genetic atheism. That's my genetic atheism.
Shalom Ravlavai Sarasachar, and Machal, Shimachal, Shimachal, and Hyper, and Shalom, and Muslim, and Rain of Wash, the Lahab, the best made in the neighborhood of Mavla, Shalom. Thank you.